Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our talk about when you're in the land between. Jeff Mannion gave a talk called this at the Leadership Summit about 10 years ago. I was blessed to hear that through the Leadership Summit here in Lexington. And the Leadership Summit's going to be coming up August 9th and 10th, Quest Community Church in Lexington, located over behind Fayette Mall, directly behind the Myers there, which is diagonal to Fayette Mall. Very easy to find. It's hosting that. And I want to encourage you to check out the Leadership Summit. I hope you'll join me there and hundreds of other followers of Jesus for Thursday and Friday, August 9th and 10th. To find out more information about it, go to willowcreek.com/summit. That's willowcreek.com/summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, and click on that. Find out the outstanding faculty, John Maxwell, T.D. Jakes, Erwin McManus, and Craig Rochelle, just to name a few. We're going to be speaking, so I hope that you will join me there. But I've been sharing about a talk Jeff Mannion did that really was a game changer for me 10 years ago at the Leadership Summit. And, we've all been at the land between. And if you've missed our first two talks, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. And Jeff Mannion bases this talk off of Moses when he's trying to lead the people to the promised land. And they're in the land between of Egypt and Canaan. And, man, they are just not happy and complaining about manna. And they're even like, we are better off, without God than following God and doing this. And so today we're talking about how when you're in the land between, about it's fertile ground for transformational growth. I mean, I think if we're honest, all of us want to be transformed. Transformers are really big with kids, want to be part of the Transformers team. And yet, sometimes we think I can never change, or if I could change, I would be happy. And yet, friends, I love that I think Jesus is the author of transformation. I know he is. And, when you're in the land between, it's fertile ground for transformational growth. It's one of the best soils that we will ever be in to learn to trust our Heavenly Father. God is whispering throughout this story with the Israelites, I need you to trust me. And right now, for some of you listening, right now, God needs you to just, same thing. I need you to trust me. He's saying that to you. In fact, he's screaming it at some of you that right now you just need to trust me. And God doesn't like to scream, but sometimes he has to get my attention, if I'm honest. And I know some of you are like me too. You're a little stubborn. You're hard-headed. You got pride like me. And yet, God just wanting to say, right now, I need you to trust me. And friends, it's hard. You may have been in a season of waiting for a long time for a certain opportunity. Maybe it's a season of singleness and dating. Maybe it's wanting to have children. You're married. Maybe it's a job. Maybe it's a just unhealthy marriage. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But right now, I think somebody listening today definitely just needs to know that God wants you to just trust him where you're at and know that he will, in his perfect timing, make things happen. But back to Moses and the Israelites, when they left Egypt, they were not an orderly, well-formed group of followers. They had just been exposed to generations of idol worship in Egypt. They were an unruly mob of ex-slaves indoctrinated in generations of idolatry. We can kind of relate to that today, can't we? God's getting ready to lead them to the land of promise, and honestly, they're not ready. They are not the people of God yet that they need to be. The land between the desert was intended to transform them from the people of slavery to the people of God. And I heard Robert Morris, the pastor of Gateway Church down in Dallas, Texas, he's one of my favorite communicators, say one time, I've never forgotten this, but just a few years ago, but he said, you can't have authority till you can learn to be under authority. And for some of you right now, even though your resume looks like you ought to have authority, maybe the reason God's not promoted you is that you've not learned to be under authority yet. And that's humbling, man. I've been there. And yet, I want to encourage you right now, if that's a word for you, just ask God for forgiveness. And whoever your boss is, just say simply, what can I do to help you today? And you know what? God loves humility. The Bible says humility comes before honor. And if you want to be transformed, I believe that is one of the ways that God can do it quickest and best. And, you know, the land between in the desert was intended to transform the Israelites from the people of slavery to the people of God. They needed this time. Throughout that time, God just kept saying, I need you to trust me. When you run out of water, I need you to trust me. When you run out of food, I need you to trust me. When Pharaoh's army is attacking you, I need you to trust me. Because you're going to get into that land of promise, and you're supposed to be my people there. If you start to run out of food and you run off to the shrine of the god Baal, this whole thing that I have planned for you is going to implode. I need you to learn to trust me here. It is in that space in the wilderness that we learn to really pray, isn't it? I mean, man, I think most all of us have been there. If you haven't, you need to thank God. But I remember when I coached at Western Kentucky University, and I went to order a pizza one time, and it was $6. And when I got off the phone, I looked at my checking account, and only had $4.75. Well, I started looking for change, loose change, and I couldn't find enough. And I had to call back and cancel the pizza. And, man, that's embarrassing. I was 26 years of age. And yet, you know what? I had food to eat in my refrigerator, but, yeah, I just didn't want to eat another peanut butter and jelly sandwich or ham and cheese sandwich. I mean, but you know what? God had provided. And, you know, if we're honest, as Jeff Banyan says, it's that space in the wilderness that we learn to really pray. And it's in that space of the land in between that we learn to depend on God. That land between is fertile soil for transformational growth, but this is not going to happen automatically. There's a popular expression that says, time heals all wounds. But you know, that's really not true. There are some people who time does not heal. They get bitter, angry, caustic, acidic, and poisonous over time. And I say this quite often, but Joyce Meyer, I've heard her say it so many times, when you go through a tough season in life, you can either become bitter or better. The choice is up to you. You can either draw closer to God or away from God. You can either say, God, what are you trying to teach me? Or you can blame God or somebody else. But you know, what this means to you is that when you travel through the land between, your heart's in danger. There are choices of the heart that have to be made in this land that are going to determine who you are out there in the future. Let's say that again. Jeff Mangan said, there are choices of the heart that have to be made in this land of in between that are going to determine who you are out there in the future. So friends, be careful about decisions you make. You know, there's decisions we make every day that really do impact what's going to happen to us in the future. Mangan goes on to say, the wilderness is the best greenhouse for transformational growth, but it also the place where faith goes to die, and we get to choose. Moses opens up and pours out his heart to God. The Israelites just complain against God, and there's a difference. You don't have to extend an invitation for complaint to show up. Complaint arrives as an uninvited guest, doesn't it? You experience yet another disappointing day. You walk into your house, and you discover that complaint has moved into your guest room, taken all the drawers, is doing a load of laundry, is rooting through your fridge for something to eat. Even as you seek to dislodge it, as you change the locks and move its luggage to the curb, it sneaks back in the guest room window. Complaint resists eviction in our lives, doesn't it? Good movement pushes out bad movement, and bad movement pushes out good movement. You deter complaints' return by inviting another guest into the house, and that guest is trust. It's saying, God, I don't understand this, and I don't like this, but help me to trust you in this. I open my hands today to release. I open my hands to receive. Please provide, God, because we're dying here. Friends, that's what God wants some of you to do right now. You invite and trust, and then when complaint tries to move back in, it discovers that trust has already taken over this guest room in our minds and hearts, and the guest room is utilizing all the drawers now with trust, and it's already occupying that empty seat at your table. It's the trust factor, not the complaint factor. And friends, it's a lot easier to complain than trust, because you know what? We're just wired up that way to be selfish. But you know, but that's why Jesus came, so that we would learn to be selfless, and he modeled what it means to be selfless. The fact of the matter is that trust evicts complaint. They are simply incompatible roommates. But friends, each day we have to choose. So I want to ask you today, are you going to choose to be somebody that trusts in God, or are you going to be a complainer? I mean, the choice is up to you. And we all know people that you could give them a $100 bill and they would complain because, oh, man, I appreciate it, but couldn't you give me five 20s? I mean, I'll have to get this broke. And, you know, there's a lot of counterfeiters out there. And, I mean, you know, it's just real simple. Are you a person, the glass is half full or half empty? But you know what? The space in your life where you most, that you may most resent right now, when you're in the land between, is the very soil where God wants to produce the crop that we so desperately desire. And Mannion goes on to say, the land between, the space that we hate, is the very soil where God does some of his richest and deepest work. And that's called the land between. Friends, I close today in these three programs with just saying, I've been in the land between numerous times in my life at the ages of 53, and I can be honest, I still don't enjoy going through those seasons of the land between, but I do have to admit, that's when God's done some of the best work in my life, and when Jesus has become real to me. Doesn't mean that I haven't cried. Doesn't mean it hasn't hurt. Doesn't mean that there's not been sleepless nights. Doesn't mean that there's not been times that I'm lonely. But I have learned that in the land between, that I'm not alone. And I love in Hebrews, it says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I want to remind you today that when you're in the land between and you feel like you're in darkness, you're like the Israelites wandering around, that God has not forsaken you. And you need to get some scripture that will help you stand on what God says and God's promises. And know that while you're in the land between, you're not alone. And look at your heart. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for it's the foundation of life. You know, we all have people that inspire us and that help us want to be people that trust God and not complainers. And, you know, Max Apple's one of those guys for me. Max is a guy that the glass is half full. Loves Jesus. He was with the Special Olympics, the director of the state. Then he became the Fellowship of Christian Athletes state director. And I don't know, 5-7 years ago, he was hired on staff at Southland Christian Church. And Max is just one of those guys that I try to have breakfast or lunch with about once every 3 months, because he's just a guy that reminds me to trust in God. And he's a guy that's always honest with me, but he doesn't complain. Just shares challenges, but always trust God. And you know what? I need those people in my life. And that's one of the things I miss the most about my dad, is that he just said, you know, son, God is still on the throne. We can trust him, and you're blessed, and you're loved. And those words still ring in my ears today when I'm in the land between and I'm just trying to wait and hear where God is working, is you're blessed and you're loved. And friends, I want to say that to some of you, maybe you didn't have a earthly father that was wonderful like mine, and he's not here anymore, but his words still echo in my ears. And so I want to be that voice for you today, that if you're a follower of Jesus, no matter what's going on in your life, and if you're in the land between, that you are blessed and you're loved, and that God has not forgotten you. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Galatians 6:9 says, do not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. So be encouraged today if you're in the land between. God has not forgotten you. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Hi, I'm Tay Henderson, Executive Director of Lighthouse Ministries. In addition to serving meals twice a day to our hungry Lexington neighbors, we also provide shoes through our Michael's Feet Ministry. In June of 2014, I noticed that many of the people we were serving did not have adequate shoes. If they weren't duct taped together, there were holes in the soles. The day that a man named Michael approached me with scotch tape holding his shoes together, I knew I had to do something, and Michael's Feet Ministry was born. Now we are blessed to replace over 50 pairs each month thanks to individual donors and donating businesses through WJMM. Please consider being a part of this blessing. Each pair you give replaces a battered pair and helps a battered person know they are loved. Thank you.
For more information on Lighthouse Ministries, check out their website at lighthouselex.org or contact them by phone at 859-259-3434.